Good morning, everyone. I'm sitting here waiting this morning to go work calves with my husband, but as I'm sitting here, I took the minute to sit in my shop and get my Bible out, and I was reading in 2 Chronicles 34, where Josiah, a young boy, 8 years old when he became king and reigned in Jerusalem. He was from a line of people that probably didn't follow the Lord the way that they should. They raised up altars and things like that to other gods and were not following the Lord the way they were supposed to. But this young boy had his heart burning for the Lord, and he began to follow him and seek him out. And in doing so, he caused the temple to be rebuilt, the altars to be torn down, the Asher poles, the idols, all of them broke to pieces, the priests killed that were serving these other gods. He took an attitude of repentance. He took an attitude of, this is not right and we have to fix it. And sometimes in our life, we have things that we've allowed to creep in where we started out really strong. We started out following the ways of the Lord, obeying his commandments. But somewhere along the way, we let little things creep in. You know, it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. And sometimes we just allow those things to come in. So this morning, I'd like you to examine the things that the Lord started you out with. To look at the things that you were in love with at first. Go back to your first love. Look at those things. And if there are things that are not lining up, whether it's your potty mouth, which I have a problem with, or it's the way you're thinking about yourself, the way you're thinking about others, the way you're speaking about yourself, or the way you're speaking about others, whether just you're blatantly sinning and calling it okay and justifying it, I encourage you this morning to examine yourself. It is much better for you to examine yourself than for the Lord to examine you, because in this, the Lord speaks clearly, and he says that to tell the king of Judah that I'm going to bring disaster upon this place and its people. All the curses written in the book as it was read in the presence of Judah. The king of Judah, I'm sorry. So once they realized, after they got the book of the law down and realized what all that they were doing wrong, the Lord pronounced his judgment. You know, it's one thing, like Tommy said yesterday, it's one thing to be ignorant and not know. It's another thing to be stupid and do it anyway. And these people were being stupid. They weren't ignorant. They were ignorant because they didn't know, because they had let get so far away from them. But then they found out, and then they still did it, and they were stupid. And I'm just encouraging this morning to examine yourself. Bring yourself back into a place where you know what you're doing is right, so the Lord can bless you the way he wants to. Now, we're not all going to be perfect, and there are things that we're going to still get wrong, but make an effort. Make an effort. He says, if you love me, you'll obey my commands. So obey them. You know, Josiah, in all of this, he continued to seek the Lord, and the Lord said that he said, because your heart was responsive and you humbled yourself before God when you heard what was spoken against this place and its people, and because you humbled yourself before me and tore your robes and wept in my presence, I have heard you, declares the Lord. Now I will gather you to your ancestors, and you will be buried in peace. Your eyes will not see all the disaster I'm going to bring on this place and those who live here. The Lord will redeem you. And that was for him personally. He will redeem you. He will pull you out of those situations and help you to get right with him again. Not that you're so far away that you can't hear him. Not that you're so bad that, you know, you need to be in mourning and ripping your clothes like this guy does. But just pay attention. If things aren't going the way you want them to, let's examine it. Are we doing stuff that is stupid? We might be. If we're not, great. Then seek the Lord further. Maybe it's a challenge that he wants you to walk through. But if not, change some things. It ain't going to hurt you. It ain't going to hurt you to set something down. It ain't going to hurt you to change the way you think or you talk. Just do it. So, Lord, I just ask that you would come this morning and touch our hearts. Lord, I love you and I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.